Fridays this summer, we're taking a look at the federal workers nominated for the annual Service to America Medal. It's a prestigious career achievement award. In today's SAMI segment, Congress might be hyper-partisan, but its investigative arm works hard to deliver facts that are thorough and impartial. From TARP to the Dodd-Frank law, Orris Williams-Brown makes sure Congress gets the whole story on financial regulations. She's Managing Director for Financial Markets and Community Investment at the Government Accountability Office, and she joins us now. Ms. Brown, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, so you put together the team that first began monitoring the TARP program. What was it like in those days when things were moving so fast?
It was definitely a fast-paced time. We had to pull together teams with the right skills from across the agency, and things were changing every day, and we had to be adaptable and flexible.
So, first of all, tell me how you approach digging into something that most of us, I don't know, for me, it almost gives me a migraine just thinking about all those papers and rules and complications and different types of very technical detail. How do you start with a project like that?
We basically start by pulling together a cross-disciplinary team. We have specialists in the agency that have training in developing methodologies. We work with them, we work with attorneys, and we do lots of independent research.
All right, and so what do you look for in team members when you're doing this kind of work? Because especially when it's so visible and so highly politically charged that you want to really make sure you're straight on the narrow.
We hire people that have a variety of backgrounds. I personally have a background in business and finance. We hire lots of people with public administration and public policy backgrounds. And we stress day one the importance of being independent and fact-based and nonpartisan in all that we do.
So you're saying that it's more than just auditing skills?
Auditing skills are critical. You have to have really strong critical thinking skills, but you also need really strong communication skills and strong writing skills.
Yeah, because we often refer to GAO as auditors, but that's not, I guess that's not true anymore.
We are at our core, we do lots of auditing, but we also need people that have really strong evaluation skills and analytical skills. So I would say, yes, we have evolved beyond pure audit skills.
All right. So when it comes to the whole foreclosure topic, the home foreclosure topic, this is also something your team has looked at. What's your main message to Congress? And what happens when they don't like what you tell them, even though you're telling them the straight scoop?
Well, one of the things that we at GAO pride ourselves on is the ability to tell the truth in the face of sometimes strong adversity or people not really wanting to hear what we have to say. But it's our job to be the truth tellers in government. So in the mortgage foreclosure crisis, we spent a lot of energy looking at the programs at TARP and then also programs at other agencies. And we stress the need to focus on what it would take to stabilize markets and what type of research and programs needed to be put in place to help achieve that.
And they listen to you, huh? In the end.
In the end, I think we're still at it. We're still doing work on TARP and making recommendations and pushing agencies to really focus on what it's going to take to completely turn around issues in the mortgage foreclosure area.
We're speaking with Orris Williams-Brown, and she's Managing Director of Financial Markets and Community Investments at the Government Accountability Office. Also, she is nominated for the Service to America Medal. And as such, I want to ask you if you could investigate anything and didn't need a congressional request, which I guess is actually the case, what would you, Orris Williams-Brown, like to dig your hands into?
Well, you know, we have the authority, in addition to doing work under request and being directed to do work through laws, we also have the authority under the Comptroller General's authority to initiate work on our own. And one piece of work we started in that area is to look at lessons that can be learned from the most recent financial crisis, but also parallel that with the S&L crisis from the 80s, and to come up with a set of potential indicators that would help signal regulatory inaction or certain actions that regulators may be engaged in that will help identify problems that may come up in the future.
I mean, you might discover, and I think people have in different cases, that it's the regulations themselves sometimes that might be misguided or badly written or badly focused that cause problems, not just that something needs regulation.
Sometimes that's the case.
All right. So was that the case in the SNL crisis? I mean, do you have any conclusions, I guess, that we can tie together the most recent crisis with that famous SNL issue of so many years ago?
At this point, we don't. We're in the planning phase on this piece of work. Those are our broad objectives that we're looking at. So we are continuing to dig in those issues.
So one thing we can say, though, greed is bad in all cases, right?
Yes.
What's the most rewarding part of your job to you?
I think really when we have done work in an area and we have identified problems that an agency or maybe Congress needs to address, and they actually act on those to improve the program and to better serve the American people.
Very good. Well, Oris Williams-Brown, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck to you.
Thank you.